Hello, listeners. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle of the North Dakota Stockmen's Association with this week's edition of Stock Talk. Yesterday, Cowboy Santa, Ferdinand the Bull, and other fantastic North Dakota Stockmen's Foundation volunteers delivered beef-related toys and information and hope to hospitalize children at the Sanford Children's Hospital in Fargo as part of the Foundation's second-ever Cowboys for Kids event. Thank you to all the healthcare workers taking care of our industry and our state's future. JBS announced plans to close one of its facilities outside of Los Angeles, California. CattleRange.com said the plant prepares beef for sale in U.S. grocery stores. The world's largest meat company announced the closure late last week. JBS is closing down its Swift Beef Company facility in Riverside, California on February 2nd, which will eliminate 374 jobs. This particular plant doesn't actually slaughter cattle, but instead processes beef for sale in grocers' meat cases, which means the facility isn't shutting down due to low cattle supplies, driving up the cost of paying for cattle ready for slaughter. Bloomberg said the U.S. Department of Agriculture lowered its estimates for cattle prices through 2026, citing reduced slaughter plant capacity into early next year. Tyson, the country's biggest meat packer, said it will end operations at a beef plant in Nebraska and cut operations at a plant in Texas down to a single shift. This year, the countdown to the new year is also a countdown to North Dakota's brand renewal deadline, December 31st, 2025. North Dakota Stockmen's Association brand recorder Joan Zimmerman reminded livestock producers, brand owners have just a few more weeks to get their brand renewal forms in before their brands expire, so time is of the essence. It's important to get those done before the calendar flips to 2026. North Dakota Centric Code requires livestock producers to renew their brand every 5 years, and 2025 is the brand renewal year. If not renewed by the deadline, brands will be considered expired, and the proceeds of the livestock wearing those expired brands will be held until proof of ownership can be established or the brands are renewed. Nobody wants the hassle, brand inspectors included, so I urge producers to get their paperwork in before the deadline to avoid any market disruptions, she said. This will also ensure their brand is included in the 2026 North Dakota brand book, which will be published early next year. Once renewed, brands will be good until December 31st of 2030. If for some reason you did not receive your blue brand renewal form in the mail back in August when they were sent, please contact the office and request a new form. Brand owners can call 701-223-2522 or email renewalquestions@ndstockman.org. For 96 years, the North Dakota Stockmen's Association has been uniting, protecting, promoting, educating, and serving North Dakota's beef industry. To learn more about how you can get involved, visit www.ndstockman.org. This is Elizabeth Hassenwinkle signing off for this week's edition of Stock Talk, wishing you all a very happy Thursday. Stay safe.